He's the man with the donuts in studio. We love him already. Just met him. But he came in with a whole box of donuts from the Washtenaw Dairy. You got to love Sean Smith for that. Hi there.
Hey, Lucianne. How are you?
Fabulous. And even better now because I have one of these cinnamon sugar donuts in front of me.
Yeah, I think you got the best one.
Oh, I think so.
Yeah,
I know.
You did.
I was surprised Derek
didn't. You knew
what
you were doing.
I know. Derek, which kind did you get over there?
It's like plain with just a regular icing and then a sprinkle.
Oh, you got some sprinkles.
Yep, love it.
And
good choice.
They are fabulous. That was so nice of you. And we love our friends at the Washtenaw Dairy. So very nice. Sean Smith is Technical Account Manager for BlackRock Technologies. And this company based here in Ann Arbor on Jackson Road specializes in tailored solutions for city governments and townships, helping local leaders modernize their infrastructure without overwhelming their budgets. What do municipalities have to do and governmental units in order to have the best kind of infrastructure? Because their needs are multiple. They're dealing with their clients, residents.
Right.
They're dealing with vendors. They've got their staff as well. I mean, it is a huge construct in order to be able to manage all of that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the biggest issue that we're seeing with the municipalities we're working with is that a lot of their technology is just outdated. So it's really as basic as that, is like getting your computers, your servers, all that up to date, because there's lots of changes that are happening. One of them is Windows 11 being rolled out. So Windows 10 is being sunset in October, and a lot of these computers can't run Windows 11.
So isn't that an automatic process, though? I mean,
not if you don't have a computer that's capable of running the new Windows software, then you have to get a brand new computer.
And so how are these municipalities handling something like that?
They work with someone like BlackRock who doesn't overcharge them for hardware. So that's one aspect, one differentiator for us, is that we sell hardware. We're not trying to make money off of that.
Mm-hmm.
We sell that basically at cost. So we save a ton of money based on what we've seen from our competitors. We're literally half the price in some cases.
What are some of the other things that municipalities have to be aware of then?
I think the biggest one is we would call it separation of church and state. So FOIA being an issue, the Freedom of Information Act. So we encourage everyone to use Microsoft 365, which is their latest suite of software. And so it's the standard things, you know, the Word, PowerPoint, Excel, all that. But they have this function called Microsoft Teams. So it's just similar to the way that people communicate nowadays. So it's all text. The email is kind of going away. And so it allows you to keep your business, you know, in this secure environment, because what we see is that a lot of people are using their own personal phones and texting, you know, township, municipality, business through that. The problem with that is if somebody submits a FOIA request, your whole life is now up for grabs. They can access everything because it's on your personal device, as opposed to if you have it in the secure, you know, kind of business environment, and you can just, again, separate your personal life from the township business.
So is it possible, though, to use Teams on your cell phone then, or is it just, it is?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And so the idea being that if you do all of your township or city business on Teams, they can only access or FOIA whatever they're allowed to on that, not everything else that's on your device, right?
Correct, yep. So there's one example, I'm not going to name the township, but somebody was putting township business on Facebook. Not a good idea. don't put it out there.
What do you mean they were putting township business on Facebook?
I think there was some kind of issue internally, and they were just resentful. And so they put
it on their own Facebook page.
Yeah, they put it on their own Facebook page.
And because they worked for the township?
Yeah, so they a FOIA request was submitted.
So even your personal Facebook page could get called into question.
Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
And then again, it brings everything, all your personal information into the light.
I imagine, Sean, that BlackRock Technologies educates its customers in these areas as well, so that it can be explained to their staff of
absolutely.
The responsibility, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So we love that. We try to get face-to-face with our clients as often as we can. We really want to like get in the trenches with everybody and make sure they understand everything. So a lot of what we do is training on these systems to make sure they're all comfortable with that. Lost my train of thought there. I had it. Luciana had it.
It's the donut. I know it's the donut.
It's the sugar rush.
It has taken over. Sean Smith with us. He is with BlackRock Technologies. Cybersecurity threats are also obviously on the rise, and that can compromise municipalities, governmental units. Talk about that.
Yeah, it's everywhere. I'm sure you get it all the time. I get it every day. Mm-hmm. And the hackers are getting, it's more sophisticated and it's more prevalent because there's so many different avenues that they can try to access your information. So you're getting texts, you're getting emails now with social media, you know, Instagram, Facebook, you're getting bombarded by this and it's very easy to fall for it. I've actually recently had issues. Like I got an email, my bank is PNC. It looked totally official. All the branding, PNC, it said your account is locked, you know, click here to change your password.
Even the email address at the top looked normal? Because they usually don't, really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Because that's what I check for.
Uh-huh.
I want to make sure.
Of course you do.
Yeah. And so I call up my bank and I was like, hey, what's going on? And they said, no, this is not, your account's fine. So it's getting more sophisticated in that regard, and it's also just you're bombarded.
So how do you protect, in particular, your clients with these municipalities?
I mean, it's really just the basics of if there's any question at all, just assume that it's malicious.
Anything on the back end that can be done to prevent that from even coming through the firewall and getting into a company?
So, yeah, having a good firewall is a good start. Mm-hmm. We actually provide a free firewall to all of our clients.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it kind of just helps us organize the process and their network.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just kind of a free gift from us. So that's the start. And then we set you up with cybersecurity software. So we implement everything that you need to. These hackers are going to get through one way or another. Mm. It's going to happen. But we constantly monitor your system. So 24/7, we can tell you when there's something going on.
Federal funding is also a big concern right now. And a lot of these communities aren't getting what they had thought they'd be getting coming in. One thing that BlackRock Technologies does is you say you help municipalities stretch their state and federal funding like ARPA and public safety grants. How do you do that?
Mostly by making them aware. Mm-hmm. So a lot of these townships are not even aware of the funds that are available to them and how they can use those funds.
For technology.
Yeah. They don't – a lot of are unaware that like the ARPA funds can be used for – IT managed services, cybersecurity, all that. So it's really just a matter of edifying them.
What are your thoughts on that system, that texting system that came into question in the White House? I know that a lot of police departments also use that as well as a way for secure communication to go between people. And,
yeah.
And for some reason, it's more secure than just texting as all of us normally does.
Yeah, because I think those are all encrypted. So I do think that they're more secure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in those instances that you're referring to, I think inviting people in to a conversation that they shouldn't be a part of.
Right.
That's your first line of defense is to make sure that you don't do that.
Right.
I do think it's a more secure way if you do like WhatsApp or Telegram or I can't remember the name of this one.
Yeah. Do you remember that, Derek?
It's with an S.
Yes.
I've forgotten as well.
Yeah, we've all.
So those are better options because they are encrypted messages, but there's always ways around it.
Right. And that's why it really starts with a secure system in the first place, no matter what kinds of technology or what kinds of systems you're using and apps and things like that.
Yeah.
So you do work with law enforcement as well. That's an important aspect of what you do. And you say there are unique needs of police departments, compliance-wise, et cetera. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, they're obviously dealing with very sensitive information. So everybody at BlackRock is CJIS certified, which is Criminal Justice Information Systems, and LEAN certified, which is Law Enforcement Information Network.
Yes.
And you need that in order to simply work with police departments. So whether it's their body cameras or the interview room cameras, all that kind of sensitive information, we can't even access that if we're not certified. So we just kind of help them deal with that sensitive information.
There's issues like body cam data storage.
Yeah.
That has to be secure.
Yeah, there's like certain rules and regulations for that kind of information. So
right. And so when you are working with governmental units, police departments, et cetera, how does this work? Is this a monthly fee for them when they want to secure BlackRock Technologies services? How do they do that?
So it is a monthly fee. We offer discounts if you pay annually, or we typically do a 3-year contract just for administrative purposes. Mm-hmm. So we offer discounts for that. And just to put it in perspective, if you were to hire your own IT person, even like a very low level engineer, you're probably going to spend $75,000 to $100,000 a year just for them. You would get a full IT department for all intent and purpose with BlackRock for a fraction of that.
Really?
$20,000 to $30,000
Wow. Do you do websites as well? Do you make websites or?
We don't.
You don't. Okay. So that would be another.
But we do have a partner, Schumacher Technology Group. And they are also in that municipality space. They actually, I think they do like 300 or 400 different municipalities throughout Michigan. So we've partnered with them so that when we have a client that needs website services, they can go to them.
Interesting. For more information, you can go online to BlackRock Technologies. It's black-rock.tech. Black-rock.tech. How long has the company been around?
We're going on year four. So it started off focusing mostly on commercial business. And then it was just kind of by happenstance that we were introduced to the supervisor at Augusta Township, Alan, shout out to you. And he just made us aware of the fact that like customer service was lacking. This was a niche that really needed good service. And ever since then, we've run with it and it's been great.
And as a Michigan-based company, you don't outsource your support. You are the support for your clients.
Right.
A very important aspect of that. Sean Smith, Technical Account Manager. What's your background, by the way?
I've been in sales for the past like 20 years. In my 20s, I was in commercial property insurance. And then for the past decade, I've been in residential real estate. And I got this opportunity with BlackRock a year ago.
And where exactly are you guys located?
So we're on the west side of Ann Arbor on Jackson Road.
All right. BlackRock Technologies and online at black-rocktechnologies.com.
Correct.
Got that right. I think I do. Yeah. Black-rock.tech. Black-rock.tech, Sean Smith, technical account manager, but he's going to forever be known as the man with the donuts here on the Lucy Ann Lance Show. Yeah. They support Michigan municipalities with purpose-built IT, specializing in tailored solutions for city governments and townships, and helping local leaders modernize their infrastructure without overwhelming their budgets. What would you say a city would have to, how often, when you talk about modernizing, how often do these things change that a city really has to stay on top of this?
That's part of the assessment that we do when we go in, is just to let them know, you know, how much life you have left on your server, how much life you have left on your computers. Are they capable of handling the new Windows? So we do that assessment. I'd say it's probably every like 3 to 5 years you have to budget for it.
Right.
But, you know, we don't try to upsell you on something if you've got, you know, 5 years left in your server. We're not going to try to sell you a new server. So we'll just work with you.
Great getting to know your company today on the Lucy Ann Lance Show. And you are members of the Saline Area Chamber of Commerce and in on the Saline Chamber Report today. Something, again, chambers deal with all the time, educating their members about these kinds of issues as well. For more information about the chamber, you can go online to salinechamber.org. Our thanks to Sean Smith from BlackRock Technologies and their website, black-rock.tech. This is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.